It is 5 to 8, and that is not me cutting up a body in a cellar somewhere. Now you're going to burst into laughter and people are going to actually think we are, because that's how twisted I am. I haven't been on Audioboo for a while, and I was just explaining the reason to Dan, actually. At Daniel Rose Art is actually cutting up a cabbage as we speak, or a cauliflower or something. Veg, something green.
Cabbage.
It's our steamer. We've got a communal steamer. We're co-housing via a steamer. And we've been... I'll tell you what, this steamer has had more veg through it than I think any steamer has ever had veg through it. It's been brilliant. But yeah, I've not used Audioboo for a long time because I've sort of kind of got used to using SoundCloud. I really like SoundCloud's HTML5 embed. It's really super clean and it's got a nice little swishy effect on it and it embeds really nicely. But I just noticed that Nick Ellison, a guy who I met at an event in Exeter, was just interviewed by a counsellor. And it's just amazing how fast things have changed. You know, in the last year, now people are starting to realise that social media is staying around and it's here to stay, and you have to do it to be, you know, for people on those platforms to know you exist in a digital sense. It's just really nice and a validator that the things I was banging on about 3 years ago actually come to fruition and people are actually starting to realise it now. But it was really nice to meet Nick because we had a good chat and we went to Yo Sushi. I don't think he's ever had sushi before or been in a Yo Sushi before, so that's a revelation for him. But it's just nice to connect the dots and just seeing and hearing that little audio interview made me want to come onto Audioboo and do a post. I haven't really told you lot anything for a while, so there's a lot to really catch up on. The studio went through a bit of a name change. It's now called Cellar 54 instead of Fibercamp. I sold a domain name to Twitter. I don't know if I told you about that. That's all on the blog. I'm looking at looking at a piece of land that has planning permission. A lot of you will remember me having some very dark times in terms of trying to find some land for an ark and having two sets of investors fall through on that. And as of today, we've just got our first client of the year who wants us to go and record some video testimonials in 4 different locations around the UK. So there's obviously a price attached to that. And we're trying a new thing, which is to push people to a donation style page for paying for our work rather than paying us directly. And obviously, the way that business benefits is that they get to pay for the work that we do for them cheaper. Now, you're probably thinking, well, why wouldn't you charge the additional money and just put that across and get to your target quicker? But that's not really what kind of social media in business we do. The next level of where other business will be at in a year's time is it's all very well competing on price. But if everything's going up, if the quality of stuff is dropping and the price of stuff is going up, or the price is going down, one of the problems that you're going to find is that people are going to start to look at different areas of your business in different ways. So they're probably going to look at your ethics of your business. They're going to probably look at how you're spending the money, what you're trying to acquire it for. And one of the things I've always wanted for the Cellar 54 space is an ability for the outside world, a globalized world, to look in and sort of understand how much time is spent on the things that we make. Because it's very hard to attach context to a creative's process. You know, when you're building something, the time that you've taken to put into it, the background knowledge that you have, the amount of time that it's taken to acquire that knowledge. People won't pay for that. They pay for the end result. But like I say, if we live in a globalized world now where we're sort of competing on price, sooner or later, if the quality's not there, you're going to want to find somebody that covers all the bases. Being a dedicated supplier, for instance, for a local council. If that local council it requires social media web video, for instance, they're more likely to go with you if you have an ethical code of conduct, the way that your employees are paid. I just see that the next wave of social media will be more around the areas of the business that you've covered, the contingencies that you've put in place, not just the product and the service and the event that you sell, the actual, you know, why would we go to this company in this country over that company, the tendering process. And this is why ultraband and super fast internet connections is so vital as well, because if we're going to compete, if England is going to compete in a globalized world, we need to have the connectivity to be able to compete when it comes to the bartering process. If we can't have a 3D animator animate his latest little 5-10 second intro clip for MTV and not get it up there before another country's entry is, then we're not competitive anymore. So there's a whole sort of hybrid of connections coming together in my head that I'm starting to realize through the projects that we're working on. And that was just pure, like, out of my brain.
Nice.
Yeah, it just literally just fell out of my brain. That was awesome. I don't even know what I said, to be honest.
Now, sounded good to me.
Well, I'm going to start drinking red wine now that I've done my social media bit for the day. I'm just really chuffed to see somebody from Torquay, having their own little social media thing. It really just sort of validates that social media is here, isn't it? And just to stay when it's in Torquay. I mean, what next? Painting? You know, like, careful, you know, slow down. Whoa. Next minute they'll be having QR codes on donkey rides. I don't know. That's true. I should also do another audiobook after this about ethics and creative quarter, maybe. Maybe we should get onto that in a bit, after you've finished sticking a knife through that cabbage's brain. Right, I'll catch up with you all in a bit. Bye.